Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we are now less than a month away from pitchers and catchers reporting. It's so funny how fast it goes. We were just talking about that during the break here with Jerry. Off the air, time is flying by, and before you know it, pitchers and catchers and opening day will be here. We'll be in the midst of the baseball season. And here we sit on January 15th, and Pete Alonso and the Mets still have not come to an agreement, so much so that Andy Martino last night on Mets Hot Stove on SNY says that Pete and the Mets are... There's a fairly significant gap between the two sides. This after last week, where Scott Boras went out there and said Jim Duquette reported that Pete's camp, meaning Scott Boras and Pete, came to the Mets with a 3-year offer. Something to me doesn't add up here because it doesn't make any sense. If the Mets want Pete Alonso back and they need him to protect Juan Soto in that lineup, and there are no other options currently available that we see that are out there that are better than that, then why the hell aren't the Mets bringing Pete back at a 3-year team-friendly deal? Something doesn't add up to me.
I think it adds up perfectly. I think that the Mets are playing this market exactly the way you want to play it. Think about the first base market a month ago, and think about how it's changed in the last month or so. Not favorably for Pete. I mean, the Mets have every ounce of leverage. It's changed completely. He's stuck, Sal. I mean, you think about whether it's Christian Walker gone, obviously Goldschmidt to the Yankees gone, the D-backs made the move for Josh Naylor gone, Nathaniel Lowe, Nationals, he went there, Carlos Santana went back to the Guardians. I don't know really where you go. I mean, the crazy thing here is, on so many levels, from a power perspective, homegrown, protection for Soto, improved first baseman, a little goofy but an affable, good guy, low maintenance player who, you know, fits this city and certainly the fan base loves and addresses a need for the Mets, you would think that this would be an easy negotiation. It's not. Because Pete, and I understand this, I do, like I'm putting myself in Pete's shoes, I'm sitting there saying, man, I'm one of the preeminent power hitters of my generation, and I got these other guys getting deals, and I'm out here like a piece of trash. But the Mets, while it seems maybe unfair, what they're doing is what players do when they have the leverage. They're exercising the leverage. Pete's got no juice.
Right, and does he even have another offer on the table?
I don't think so.
Like, you don't think we would have gotten wind of an offer? Like, there's not one other offer for Pete Alonso?
I don't think so.
I almost get the feel. Like, let me ask you this, because you've been more on this than I have. Do you think the Mets really want Pete Alonso back?
I think they like him. I don't think they love him. I think they want him. I don't think that they need him.
Okay, but they want him to what extent?
Because, to their price.
Okay, but if it's not a 3-year deal, then what? A 1-year deal?
Maybe they're haggling over the opt-outs. Maybe if it's a 1-year, as I proposed a while ago, just bump up the AAV, you know, tickle them, make them feel good, go out there, hit 40 bombs with Soto in front of you, hit free agency again. Not that, and you and I share this thought, if he goes to free agency again next year, it's not going to change. It's probably going to get worse because he's older.
And I don't want an unhappy Pete back. So I think that there's another element here where Pete's probably going to be hurt already.
But you'd rather have an unhappy Pete than no Pete. You guys need Pete.
Depending on what the other options are.
What are they?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That something just doesn't add up. Do you think the Mets are dumb? Like, do we just sit here and really think?
I think they're finally really smart.
Okay. So maybe they feel like there might be other options out there.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. I just don't. It doesn't make any sense because you would think that if the Mets were handed a deal for 3 years with Pete Alonso, what would be preventing them from doing that? To your point, I've been screaming, hey, you need backup for Pete. Now, he wouldn't have been my first choice. I said this. So I don't love Pete Alonso anyway, which makes me think, hey, maybe the Mets don't love him, right? Mm-hmm. If I don't love Pete, and it's not a knock on him personally. We talk about the player that he is, whatever. And by the way, if it wasn't for the postseason, this would be a non-starter.
I agree.
We'd all be, all of us would be moved on from Pete, homegrown or not. Mm-hmm. If he didn't hit that big home run in Milwaukee and followed up with a good series against Philadelphia, it'd be a non-starter. Now they're almost in a spot where all the other options that we see and that we could think of have come off the table. It's like, all right, well, shoot, you got to bring Pete back. And then if it's not at 3 years, like, I don't know what they're waiting for. So it, for the first time, it made me start to think, maybe they really don't, in fact, want to tie up even a three-year commitment. And by the way, if it is 3 years, it's going to be at big money.
Yeah.
And remember, too, this is off the report that Baerga a couple weeks ago was saying that the Mets did offer 3 years, $90 million. I'm not so sure, but I heard that was true. But
okay.
Now I'm starting to doubt that because...
Why wouldn't Pete take it?
Yeah.
He's trying to get more.
Well, now you're talking about even more than $30 million a year, which
Giants.
Is a lot for Pete.
I mean, you know, I don't mean necessarily more for the Mets. Not that he wouldn't want to get more, but you got to play whatever field is out there. I mean, listen, Toronto's desperately trying to give money away. I know we're all sitting here saying, hey, maybe the Mets can trade for Vladdy. Well, maybe Toronto is putting together a plan where they're saying, we're not trading him yet. And, hey, maybe we'll get Pete for a year at 35, 40 mil, and we'll let him DH.
Well, I think that's an interesting. Okay, Toronto, right? What are they doing exactly?
They've done nothing.
Well, we heard earlier.
Well, the staff. They're a little pitching.
We heard earlier that the Blue Jays would be willing to trade. Like, there was a point, I don't remember the exact report, that Vlad was available, or we thought he was going to be available.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's now off the table, which leads us to, or at least it seems like he's off the table, right? But we don't know. Until he signs there, we have no idea.
True.
I mean, that's a long play. Callers have talked about that for the last couple weeks, saying, oh, maybe the Mets. I don't know what the hell is going on there, but this does not make sense that the two sides would be still far apart, even with Pete coming down to 3 years.
Yeah.
And the Mets have a clear need. For the first time, I start to think maybe they just don't want Pete. Even if it's for 3 years, maybe they got bigger things on their mind.
I don't think it's that different from what went down with the Giants with Saquon. Now, obviously, Saquon went bonkers and Saquon's still playing. But, you know, the diminishment in value of the running back. This has been a trend for a while. The first base, we've talked about it. Now, if you're a lefty, like an Olsen, it's a little different. Goldschmidt years ago, who was just a better all-around player when he was in his prime. I don't mean necessarily now. He's 37 now. We'll see what he does in the Bronx. But Goldschmidt won an MVP, got big money. Pujols got big money back in the day for the Angels. Not that it really paid great dividends, but the first base market is now it's become very depressed. And it's, you know, right now it sucks because Pete's at the crosshairs of a shift in philosophy. And the crazy thing, Sal, like,
it's not a bad shift in philosophy either.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah, I'm with you. What I look at this Pete Alonso situation, I don't know, maybe prisoner of the moment to an extent, but not really because we've talked about this really for 2 years. I was one of the first saying that I really didn't think Pete was as good as other people thought, whatever. So I never was fully on board with Pete. You know, it's strange because the uniqueness of this entire situation, I don't want to say it's without precedent, but it might be. Like, it's not like he's old. All right, so you think about the roadblocks for players and any sport
right.
In our city. Is he too old? No, he's not too old. Now, he's not 25, but he's not too old. Is he a bad teammate? No, he's a little goofy, but he's a great teammate. He's a good guy. Is he injury prone? No.
He plays every day.
The guy plays every day. And then you look at this one statistic, and this is bonkers. I mean, not that I want to start throwing stats at you here, but, I mean, DiMaggio, Kiner, Eddie Matthews, Frank Robinson, Ted Williams, and Pujols, those are six of the names. Pete's number seven. There's only three others in baseball history who have had 30 home runs or more in five of their first six seasons. So he's not a bad guy. He's not breaking down. He's not old. He plays every day. He hits bombs. And he's a proven, you know, clutch right. player in New York, and it doesn't seem like anybody wants him.
Okay, so let's think this out first. You're right, and we're obviously focused on the Mets' perspective, but it doesn't seem like anybody wants him, which is why I think if there is, like, one offer other than the possibility of going back to the Mets, I would really believe Pete would take it, especially if it's a good offer. Even if it's 1 year, $30 million, with a prove-it deal, he'll take it to go elsewhere. I don't know that. That's how I feel, especially if it were a three-year deal. But the idea that, oh, well, and last week's report, oh, it's exclusive to the Mets, like showing that you really want to come back to the Mets. Well, we've heard contrary. Like, I have heard contrary behind the scenes that Pete didn't want to go. This is going back to a year ago or 2 years ago. Like, he'd maybe prefer to go elsewhere if he doesn't feel loved here. And I don't blame him for that. But let's just play a hypothetical for a second, because to me, this does not make any sense. I would think initially, if Pete wants a three-year deal, boom, it's going to be done.
Yeah.
Mets don't want Pete at 5 or 6 or 7 years, but at 3 years, come on, you're getting him for nothing. And even if he hits 220, he's going to hit 35, 40 home runs. The power plays, and they need that. So let's play this out for a second and give David Stearns and the Mets the benefit of the doubt. We know that they like making big investments in what? Younger players.
Yep.
Okay, so Pete is obviously not a younger player, so maybe they're thinking, let's say Kyle Tucker is a free agent next year, which he is. Let's assume
hands off.
Well, I'm just throwing him out there. Right? You mentioned Vlad before. I'll go with Tucker.
Maybe midseason if the Cubs aren't that good. You trade for him then.
Okay, well, right. So if they signed Pete, let's say, to a three-year $105 million.
The money's almost immaterial. Well,
whatever.
Would it preclude them from making a move? I don't think so. Tucker's an outfielder.
Well, but
so from money perspective,
but for if you commit 3 years, let's say $33 million a year, or $30 million, let's just go $90 million.
Okay,
$90 million total over 3 years. Yeah, $30 million player on top of Lindor and Nimmo and Soto. Is it realistic? And what do you got to do with the rotation? Is it realistic to then add another? Like, what do you think Kyle Tucker gets in free agency?
Oh, I mean, what was Soto's AAV? 46? Am I off on that? Sounds right. 37.5, 38, 40. Depends upon what he does. It could be more. He's terrific. I think he's one of the top 10 players in the game.
Agreed. And if you yourself, BT, were making an investment.
Tucker all day.
Okay.
Not even close.
Okay. So,
but there's no guarantee I'm going to get him.
Okay, but
and I run the risk of losing Pete. Lindor's in his prime, and this is year one of Soto, like, you still need a stick.
Throw in Vlad, who's what, 25, 26, whatever
25,
he is.
I think, yeah.
If he hits the market, and right now he's scheduled. Now, if he gets locked up, maybe a different story. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if he hits the market, like, there are, and I'm not kicking the can down the road here, the way that they did last offseason to get to Soto, because that's a big risk. There was a very good chance they didn't get Soto. They ended up with him. So there's a chance that Vlad stays in Toronto, or somebody else pays him more money, or Kyle Tucker, wherever. Like, we don't know how that's going to play out, but maybe the Mets feel like there might be a better option long-term, short-term and long-term potentially, than committing even just 3 years but at a higher AAV for Pete Alonso.
Listen, Sal, I think that's a sound plan. I got no problem with it, but just be prepared. Be okay from a Mets fan perspective, and certainly internally, the Mets, be prepared to have either Beatty play third or Beatty play first or, you know, move Vientos to first and get a glove at third. Like, if that's the case, if this was months ago, the urgency, there's no stress.
Right.
Yeah, we got time. Walker's out there. Goldschmidt's out there. Naylor might be down. Yeah, Vlad. You kind of speak in these general terms and concepts because it's not right in front of you. They're going to Port St. Lucie in a month.
I get it. That's why I was saying the other day, go get Pete. But it just doesn't add up. The fact that we're now a week later from the reports of Boris going to the Mets saying, here's your exclusive three-year offer with opt-outs.
Yeah.
And Martino says last night that the gap hasn't been closed.
Yeah. Yeah,
how has the gap not been closed from a week ago to where we are today? If they go to the Mets with a three-year deal. Closed from what? Like, you went from 6 or 7 in Pete's mind down to 3. There's only a 1 or 2 year deal to go from there. And maybe the money is a big factor, but I can't imagine. Like, Pete's not realistically asking for $40 million a year, is he? He's not getting that.
I don't know.
I mean, even wouldn't you think $30 million a year is high for
him? Well, what I would think and what Boris thinks are two totally different things. Yeah, and what Boris thinks right now is all that matters. Well, he's steering the ship.
And he also has no offers right now. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. David is in Manhattan. What's up, David?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I'm a little surprised we're even talking about Pete Alonso. I just don't think the Mets have any interest in him. If they haven't done a deal now with him having little to no value in the league, I don't understand why it's even like they don't want him. They're not going to take him for $25 million. Forget 30, 40. Are you guys even like serious? 30, 40 million for Pete Alonso? Have you guys You guys know his track record?
Well, Dave, of course we do, Dave. Let me ask you this, Dave.
I mean, come on.
You know,
what are we talking about
Dave,
here?
Dave, I'm not a big Pete believer, so, and Sal's kind of with me.
I don't know about that. It seems like you guys glaze him quite often, and it's like I'm getting sick of it.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Forget
about
it. Well, Dave, let me ask you this. Forget about what we think.
You guys glaze Pete Alonso almost.
You're out of your mind. Now I got to clip you. Come on, Dave. You're making no sense, buddy. You got the wrong show, dude. What?
Come on. Nobody in this town will criticize Pete more than we did. We were the first to do it, and we got ripped for it left and right. And by the way, the one thing, how many times I got to preface it by saying, I don't even love Pete. But they need a bat, and the one thing that is proven with Pete is his power. So, I mean, give me a break. You got the wrong show is right, BT.
I think he's got the wrong planet. I think, I mean, at this point, a lot of people are kind of more with us than not. But we were saying this 2 years ago, to the chagrin of many of you.
Yeah, right? Right.
And
now we glaze
We had some fallout from that stuff. I mean, not that we cared. I mean, it's never personal. But I was going to ask him, okay, so you're not a big Pete fan or believer. Neither am I. But there's still got to be question two. What's the option at first base?
Right. And
what is it?
Well, that's what I'm saying is.
I know.
And their plan and what has been reported is not good enough. Mauricio, Beatty, whatever, give these guys some reps at third or first, however they want to work it. That's not good enough going into the season. As far as I'm concerned, maybe there's something bigger in their mind down the road. I have no idea, but this just does not make sense. By the way, in favor of Pete, the power, like that, even in a down year last year, you're 34 home runs. You would sign for that right now in addition to what Juan Soto is going to bring to the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So there is value there. I would take him back at 3 years, especially considering the other options. I would have rather have paid Willie Adames. But maybe they had their eye on something. Like, I just don't know, but this does not make sense. And unless the Mets are fools, and I don't think that they're currently fools with Stearns and Steve Cohen running things, going into the look, I will yell and kick and scream if they go into the season with Ronnie Mauricio or Brett Beatty as their third baseman and Mark Vientos at first. Like, that's not good enough, especially if Pete's sitting out there on a one-year deal somewhere else. Like, that to me won't be acceptable.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't make sense. If Pete lowered the asking price down to 3 years, what's the holdup here?
But we also thought that Vientos, both of us, was kind of a stiff.
Yeah, but now
they
you didn't.
Although they did start him in the minors, so they didn't really love him, and then he came up. And that's true, that's true. So, but what if their internal calculations are right? And what if Beatty, you know, Beatty was the guy that I thought was going to be the best hitter of the group, you know, and he hasn't found it. He might be a 4A player. He very well might be, because every time he goes back down to Syracuse, he hits 330, hits bombs every night.
Right.
So, but if they think that he can be the real deal or a Mauricio, like, have they earned the benefit of the doubt yet? Probably not yet, right?
Not in a year where you just got Juan Soto and trying to take that next step. Look at the teams look at the moves that the Dodgers made. Look at the Braves now getting healthy on paper. Look at the Phillies. They got, unfortunately, two other teams in their division that are the top teams in all of Major League Baseball. So they've got a ways to go. Their rotation is not loaded.
Yeah,
the bullpen,
relief pen.
I mean, they've got some issues. And in the lineup to date, it is basically Soto for Alonso, which, you take every day.
Yep.
But the idea would be to bring Soto in and still have that power bat behind him. They need more, at least one more, really two more bats, but one legitimate bat.
I agree.
And then one DH that would be an upgrade over what Starling Marte is going to be.
Here's what I think is honestly going to happen. And I remember saying this a while ago, and it was about Pete, but it was about a lot of stuff, really, just as a general thought as to how the Mets are going to work, right? Stearns is going to be able to do his job. Cohen's going to stay out of the way. But there will be a few situations where it gets to a certain point where Cohen's, like, the sentimental nature of his Met fandom, not that it usurps business. He's a businessman. But the Mets, they pump through his veins. I think that Cohen probably within the next week or so says, all right, Dave, get this done. I still think he's a Met.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Thawne is calling from Washington Heights. Thawne?
Hey, how you doing there, guys?
Good. What's up?
Hey.
Not much. All my day off.
Right.
Now, with Pete, I think, did he hit 45 home runs last year?
No. 34.
34?
Yeah.
You wouldn't send him for 3 years more because he's in his 30s?
No, we probably would. No, we probably would. But it's not as easy as you're making it seem, I don't think.
Well, it does depend on the AAV. Like, that does matter. And what if I were to tell you that if the Mets sign Pete Alonso for 3 years even, they're out on any of the big free agents moving forward? Then what? Would you still invest in Pete?
That's their choice. They got to figure it out.
Well, what would you do? But I'm asking you, Thawne.
I would.
You'd still choose Pete over potentially Kyle Tucker, let's say, next year.
If he hit 34 home runs with my team, I think I would re-sign him.
Okay. That's fair, and thank you. Well, sorry, Vaughn. Thank you for the call. I mean, maybe that's the question here, right? Like, is it realistic? We had this conversation a couple weeks ago. Caller brought it up. Is it realistic to have both Pete, Soto, Lindor, Vladdy potentially? Like, is that realistic?
Not Pete and Vladdy. I've always thought that was somewhat unrealistic.
Okay, so.
Not both.
Okay, but that's the point. So if you then extend Pete even for 3 years, maybe you take yourself out of that.
Now, you might. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so then, is it worth it? Like, I'm not trying to wait till next year. I'm not playing that game anymore.
I think every year that you have Soto in his absolute prime is a year that you try to win the World Series. And right now, the Mets are nowhere near the World Series.
Okay, and maybe if they get Pete down to a year or two, then maybe it wouldn't prevent them from being involved in any other options that may prevent. It just doesn't make any sense to me. The fact that they wouldn't have closed the gap, if they want him back and he's only 3 years and you know you're going to get at least the power and you need a power bat and there don't seem to be any viable options that are better right now, what's the hold up? Like, what are we doing here?
You get him at your price.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan of this Wednesday. Dude, the weeks are just flying by here. Days flying by, weeks flying by. Looking forward to the divisional round this weekend. We'll do more on that coming up a little bit later on. I knew you were at the Johnny's game last night. We'll get to that a little bit later on as well. Right now, we're talking Pete Alonso and the Mets. Andy Martino last night on Mets Hot Stove on SNY, talking about the two sides still being far apart, which just doesn't make any sense. I would think, BT, that after the report last week by Jim Duquette, that Alonso and his camp went to the Mets with a three-year offer, I would think that we would have gotten closer as opposed to still being far apart, which just leads me to another mind frame or another thought process thinking something's got to be going on here where maybe the Mets don't in fact want him or they have something better in mind because this does not make any sense.
You think they should remain as cutthroat as they've been?
No, I think Stearns needs to ease up a little bit unless, I mean, I've been saying this while we're here, SNY, whatever, unless there's something that I'm not thinking about or that we're not thinking about. Because, I don't think Stearns is foolish, right? I don't think Cohen is foolish. So then why wouldn't they ease up on the demands a little bit if it's only a three-year deal? Like, I would have extended to 140 thinking that, hey, there are no good options. But if you were to tell me flat out, hey, this would take you off the board for potential other stuff that might be better, then I'd ease back a little bit. But even in just this year, going into this season, I want Pete Alonso back. And if you could get him at 1 or 2 years, fine, and maybe there are no more offers, but then you run the risk of losing them, and if you do, you better have a replacement in mind. That's all that I'm saying.
And I wonder at what point, we might even be here, like, alienating Pete to the point where he's like, you know what? No, it's not the way I want to be treated. See, I mean, that's a part of this.
I think that's the biggest key. And
I've always said that.
Yeah, and we've had that conversation, and the longer this goes, especially after last week's report, like, Pete, That
was a concession.
Yes. When Boris and Alonso, even though it was some public posturing, but when Boris and Alonso make it known that they're going back to the Mets for a three-year deal, that is tail between your legs, head down, basically begging.
Let's get it done, guys.
Take me back. I want to be here. Uh-huh. Good faith. Give me a three-year deal. And basically the Mets are like, nah, we're good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we're all right. Maybe 1 year. Go, Pete, go show us the other 3-year offers.
Yeah.
And then we'll give you something comparable.
So,
I mean, I'm just using common sense. I don't know this. I'm not in the reporting game and all
I
that.
I got you. Neither am I. But why would you give him $30, $40, $50 million extra if there's nothing out there? Like, why do that? Like, I get it.
Well, because you want a happy Pete.
Yeah, you want a happy Pete, but maybe if Pete was better last year, Pete would be happier right now.
Yeah, I know.
And if he didn't hit 212 the year before, maybe Pete would be happier right now.
What do you think is a fair deal to get both a happy Pete, get Pete in there for the Mets in the short term?
3 years, 90 with an opt-out for Pete after two.
And you think that keeps the Mets in play for something big potentially down the road?
Well, if it doesn't, then we overstated what Cohen's going to do monetarily. I mean, think about that. And by the way, you know, you talk about...
Well, what about if it's just not monetarily? It's also just like...
Like positional logistics of what you could do. Well, Marte's going to be gone, so, I mean, obviously...
He's still Soto, here.
I know, well, I'm saying eventually, like in a year.
Yeah.
So Soto's in right. You don't have a long-term center fielder. I know Siri's going to be better than Bader. I would think more electric. Acuna could wind up out there. Honestly, the Nimmo contract complicates things a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what his
name is. And he's a good player.
He's good. He's got to be better.
No, I know. He's good. He's nothing more than good. And he's not even like good. He's good. As you notice, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's good.
And by the way, if he were really good and doing what he should be doing, he should be hitting in front of Soto. We got to get on.
Yeah.
Now, instead, because Nimmo can't hit or get on base to the level that we expected him to.
Yep.
Or provide the consistent power.
Or steal. Or
what
play
does
center field.
Do exactly?
Well, he does usually get on base, and he's a grinder, and he's an energy guy, and he's a leader. He's
I
got
like
a little
him.
Pop. Like, listen, I mean, he's not without value.
I do like him, BT, but he was supposed to be an impact bat at the top of the order for multiple reasons.
Yep.
And now the structure of the order, we're not even talking about Nimmo. It's Lindor, Vientos, Soto in any particular order.
I know.
But you would think getting on base in front of those guys.
Well, and if things work out, you would think that maybe in a year or so, Alvarez rises to the top of that. You know, maybe second or maybe fourth or maybe fifth. Whatever it might be. The other thing, too, not to get sidetracked on Nimmo, but when Nimmo signed that deal, he was paid as a center fielder, which is a premium. He's not a center fielder.
I never thought he was a good center fielder, though. Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, the defensive metrics knew he wasn't a center fielder, but he was paid, and when he signed the contract, he went to center field, then he went to left.
Win some, lose some. Boris won that one.
Yep.
He won that one. And you know why he won that?
Because other teams wanted him,
Bingo.
Unlike with Pete.
Bingo.
I know.
That's the problem. And now we say, because other teams wanted him, I don't know any team right now that wants Pete. I thought the Mets did. Jay is in Middletown, New Jersey. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Harry. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, I don't want Pete Alonso back. I think you can have a little bit more roster flexibility for, like, the oncoming years if you don't sign him. I know, like, everybody's talking about, like, a short-term deal. But why not put McNeil at first base for the year, figure out what you're at, And then, you know, if it's not working out, go get yourself Vlad. Let the young kids play second.
Well, because what if Vlad's not available?
I still think then you go after somebody like Kyle Tucker, you know, like being available next year, or like, you know, kind of banking on like the Blue Jays not having a good year and wanting to get rid of Vladimir Guerrero, get something back.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. And thank you for the call, Jay. That's why I started to give it a little more thought other than just, okay, well, who's obviously available right now that you could get that's a better option than Pete. So if you give it a little more thought, like before the Mets make that decision, and I know we're getting down closer to the season, right? Pitchers and catchers, whatever, spring training. But before the Mets make a definitive decision here, they're still probably weighing whatever options that may be available in their minds. Right? I would think.
Like, yeah, sure. So they're just waiting for, you know, Pete to understand it's a year or two and not three or whatever.
Well, again, that could be the... Who the hell knows?
I don't know.
I don't... They know. Other people might not. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But this does not make sense. So it would lead me to think that either they don't want Pete back at whatever he's asking for, they don't want Pete back, period, or they feel like there might still be better options for them available at the moment. And maybe those options become not available, then maybe they go get Pete. Like,
but there's a fourth option.
What's that?
They want him, but they want him at their rate.
What's I'm saying? Maybe they want him back, but not at what he's asking for.
Okay, so it's
right
basically
now.
The same thing, just a different way of positioning. Listen, the other thing, too, I get the Tucker stuff. I get the Vlad stuff. This is really important, though, and you've got to give Cohen a ton of credit here. They've replenished their pipeline in the minors. So their ability now, even though we're focusing for this conversation on Tucker and Vladdy, right, as potential options.
Well, those are the biggest free agents
for sure,
to be 100%. As of now.
Yeah. There's going to be, in a year or so, another really good player who's unhappy. And because the Mets, they did it with Verlander, did it with Scherzer, you know, they could take on some bad money, you know, make people go away, make problems go away. And they do have the ability with a much better minor league system to maybe incentivize or engage somebody in a trade where the Mets now have pride. I don't mean today. I mean maybe during the summer, next year, next winter, they could give you, you know, two top 10 prospects which now have value, and, you know, you could take on a bad contract in addition to the player that you really want. There's always way to get. Well, there's always ways to get a really good player.
Well, think about this. Me, the irrational sports fan, and a lot of us, we want things now.
Yeah.
We will just bring Pete back, get it over with.
Yeah.
But you brought this up with the Giants, and I think it's an excellent point, and I think the philosophy behind it applies to all sports, where the Giants seemingly put themselves in a position where they have to take a quarterback, which is not the right way to operate. In reality, you should be saying, okay, here's where we're at. We have the number three pick. We have all this. Like, go over all your options and figure out how you're going to build the best team without having to force yourself into taking a quarterback. So maybe the Mets are just looking at all their options without forcing themselves into saying, well, right now, at the moment, it seems like Pete's the only great option for us to be the impact bat in the lineup behind Juan Soto going into the season. Let's just give him the 3 years, $90 million, $100 million, whatever he wants and get that done. As opposed to saying, we're not going to force the hand on a player that we don't believe in long term. And if we have to, we'll go with the young guys for now, until a better option presents itself. But we don't love this option, so we're not going to force ourselves into it.
I think that's really important. I mean, in a lot of ways, he's like the baseball version of Daniel Jones, only maybe the Mets do the opposite of what the Giants did.
Correct.
And, you know, the other thing, too, about the Mets, and I get it. Like, the natural thought is, you know, Met fans' season tickets going off the shelf and Soto, and there's going to be a ton of buzz, and hopefully the Mets have a good season. They're going to be competitive. We'll see how good they ultimately are. But you shouldn't be, I don't think that they, and this goes with your point, I don't think that they should be so married to the point of being a prisoner of last year's success where they've got to either replicate that or exceed it immediately and maybe take two steps back a year from now.
And do you think that they will do that?
I think that it's in play.
I don't think that they're going to make those mistakes.
No. Meaning, I think that they're thinking about not doing what would be dangerous. I'm saying what you're saying.
Right. Like, I would be reckless at times, I'll admit, and just go.
If I was the Mets, I'm like, all right, we almost got to the World Series. Yeah. Do this, do that.
Right, you got Soto, you got to go all the way. But maybe their version of all the way is smarter, more disciplined,
and more effective downstream. That might be it.
I mean, that. Think about it.
Yeah.
Isn't that the only thing that makes sense? Joe is calling from Clark, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, God, I don't want to hear that. I got the richest daddy in the neighborhood. I don't want to worry about it. I can't spend the money, guys. Look, you guys know I don't like Stearns. I never did. I know they got to the NLCS last year. He's got a small market. He's a small market guy with a shoestring budget mentality. Uncle Stevie's got to get involved here and intervene. We're talking, you know, when Nimmo, if I'm Alonso, I look at Nimmo, eight for 160. I'm basically looking for half of it. I can't even get half of that.
No.
He's 10 times the players Nimmo is. Look at his career. What do you call him? Everything's way higher
Joe,
than Nimmo.
Joe, it's timing, though, Joe. Listen, unfortunately for Pete, he's a victim of bad timing. And I got to go back to something.
You're making him feel like he's got hat in hand coming to the Mets.
I understand that. But that's business, Joe.
Where are his other offers?
Yeah, he does. He's basically begging.
You agree with me. I know. They shouldn't treat him like that. I'm sorry. His first 5 years, he's averaging 45 home runs a year and making no money. Okay,
I'm not worried about that. And thank you for the call, Joe. And we appreciate the passion. Here's why I wouldn't play that game of chicken. Because I don't want Alonso back if he's not going to be happy. And I feel like we've already crossed that bridge. I don't think Pete coming back with hat in hand, tail between the legs, is going to be happy here unless the Mets commit to him beyond 3 years for more than $100 million, which I don't think is going to happen. So now I don't want an unhappy Pete. So yeah, if the Mets did want him back, I wouldn't be playing the nickel and dime game of we want him back, but we got to get him at 3 years for 85 as opposed to 4 years for 110.
That's a Wilpon game.
Well, that's what I wouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're doing that or not, but I don't want Pete back if he's not going to be happy.
Yep.
Which makes me think that the Mets don't want Pete back. Like, I don't know how else to say it. Now, he may be asking for 35, whatever, a year, which is just ridiculous. And maybe the Mets say, okay, 2 years at whatever. But now you're also bringing him back at even less than he ever, even less after he conceded he's going to take less.
Yeah,
How is that a good scenario?
Well, it's a good scenario if Juan Soto's on base in front of him, you know, 42% of the time, and Pete's hit 40 home runs. It's a good scenario.
And trying to prove himself, you know what I mean? I guess.
It's a good scenario.
I know, but we've been down this road before with Pete trying to prove himself.
Not with Soto in front of him.
Yeah.
Not with Lindor's Alito hitter.
Look, I want him back in that lineup this year.
I know you do.
I think the threading of the needle is also still possible. Let's say that you could get him for 2 years.
Yep.
1 year with an opt-out, but a two-year deal. Or I guess 3 years might be a little bit longer commitment. What I'm saying is bring Pete back, have the flexibility to eventually move him to DH if you need to, because that's all he could get. He's either first base or DH, that's it. Which also keeps you in play for potential other options that may come down the road.
And by the way, if they sign him to a deal, it's not like they have to sign him to a deal under the pretense, hey, by the way, we might move you to first base. No, up to DH. No, you sign him. He's your first baseman. If you get Vlad or you get somebody better, guess what, Pete? You're under contract. I'm the manager. You're DHing.
Right.
What's so hard about that? You just do it when you have to do it.
And by the way, when we've had this conversation months ago, even a year ago, like, I want to get Pete back as a DH.
Yeah, not I remember even, you
not,
saying
not
that.
Not just because of Vladdy, because I don't think Pete's a good first baseman, so I don't care about a scoop percentage and all that. Like, I want first base to be open and maneuver the right pieces. I mean, you can even throw Bregman in there. I don't think the Mets are going to do that, but if you move Vientos to first, let's just say, hypothetically, Bregman at third, and you move Pete to DH, like, you're much better than what you would have been in that scenario because you have now, I think Pete as a DH is a very valuable DH. Like, well, where he is as far as first baseman go, I don't know. But as far as DH, I'd put him up against anybody. You guys can hit 40 home runs.
I would agree. I mean, there's also an argument, you know, you don't need 40 home runs from a DH like the old days when everybody was juiced up. Can you have a guy who hits 280, steals 15 bags, hits 30 doubles,
or
whatever
Rise.
It might be?
How about a Rise who hits 330 or whatever?
I was kind of thinking that. All right. It just popped into my head. All right. And I know your answer. Yeah. So just hear the question.
Okay. I'm listening.
All right. It's a very specific question.
Yeah.
Better scooper. Scooper. Just better scooper,
yeah.
Donnie or Keith? Scooper. Not Bunts. Scooper.
I mean, you put me in an impossible spot
here.
No,
it's... Who is it?
You want me to be honest?
Yes.
Like, really be honest?
Yes.
Or you want me to entertain?
I want you to be honest.
Donnie.
There you go. I'm the scooper. Everything else, Keith.
And right now, Pete is one of the best.
I love that you conceded that because Donnie was a sick scooper. But Pete on the bunt, Keith on the bunt. Wow, Keith Hernandez would get 7 feet away from the batter if he ever like stuck it back and swung. He's dead.
By the way, the Yankees not only gobbled up Paul Goldschmidt as a great defensive first baseman.
I saw this Dom Smith. I saw this.
Come on, dude.
Minor league deal. We'll keep him down there. I did.
You didn't
want
to talk about that big Yankee signing, did you? Ugh. All right, BT and Sal, the fan, more your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019. Back on the fan. We'll continue with your calls here in just a moment, talking Pete Alonso and the Mets and free agency. Now, I didn't tell you this yet, BT. I wanted to save it for the year.
Oh, I like this.
I got a call yesterday. I was sitting back in the office with Hoff, and I'm waiting for the doctors to call me back. Like, I got to get cleared for the eye surgery in a couple of weeks. It's just such a freaking hassle. I wish I didn't have to deal with this. Anyway, so I'm waiting for the doctors to call me back, and I see a number that I don't recognize come up, and I pick it up. Hello? Hey, it's Aaron Boone.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm like,
serious?
Hey.
Are you serious?
He goes, oh, I thought this was BT.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Wait, what?
He goes, I thought this was BT.
You know, he knows who he's got to ask for. All right, keep going. Yeah. I'm perking up now.
Would you want that Yankee homer? No, I reached out.
Okay.
And we are trying to line up a baseball card little game here with Booney. He wants to be a part of the BT and Sal Pull Your Card.
Now I know that's been in the works for a while.
Yes,
I'm going to do it
finally,
big. So he called you. Wait,
yes.
So we were talking about this in the office. You guys were just playing possum?
I told him I wanted to surprise you on the
air.
I told him to, you know, kill that. Hoff almost blew the surprise on the air.
Hoff.
I wasn't expecting that yesterday.
Wow.
We talked a little Eagles. He's fired up about his Eagles.
Oh,
we had a quick
Booney
conversation. But it was funny. I thought he came with the one liner, like, oh, I thought this was BT.
That is great. That is fantastic. Now, was he very enthusiastic? Hey, BT! Or was it just confused?
I mean,
I'm just teasing.
He knew who he was calling.
I got you.
But he busted my chest
that
about saying
fantastic.
He wanted BT.
That's going to be a blast, dude.
I hope we get it done. We're trying
to figure out. Of course we're going
to
get it
done.
Well,
I'm just trying. We got to figure out a date.
Yeah.
And I said we could come to you. You could come to us. We'd love to have you in studio.
We got to go to the stadium.
I mean,
come here.
No,
we got to go to the stadium.
Get him in here. What are you talking about? Get him in studio for it. We'll do some interview, have the baseball card.
I mean, I'm not saying no to that. I'm certainly not saying no. But what would be better, us going there and hanging in his office and having a catch or what?
Whatever. What do you mean I want to get him?
I'll bring him Michael Love.
It's the off season. They're not lending anybody.
Yeah. Whatever is easiest for him, we will do and try to line it up. But I would expect that we're going to be playing.
Very nice.
Now,
very nice.
Here's the other thing. I asked him what years he's good at.
Okay.
What's the window? Because I told him we basically go, as he knows if he listens to it, but we basically go, like, you're better 84, 85,
yeah,
86.
Well, he's about our age. He's 50, right?
Okay.
Is he 50?
So
I think he's 50.
He said anywhere from 80 to 90.
Oh.
I did some research.
He's going down.
Night. I know.
Hey, we're
going to
crush him.
It's going to be great. And the way that I want to do it is we'll each go head-to-head with him.
Oh.
And in two different years. So now he told me, all right, well, I could do 81. Like, he probably skews a little bit earlier like you than I do. So
I don't really go 81.
No.
I've never pulled that back.
I went 83. And by the way, I went to buy packs last night on eBay for 83.
Yeah.
They're like $30 a pack.
For one pack? What, tops?
Can we expense that, by the way? Yeah.
How many did you get?
I bought two because you have to do the head-to-head. So I bought a couple.
Wow.
Yeah. So
all right.
Yeah, and get an invoice.
That's
we got
a good job.
That. But so we have, he's going to get to pick where he wants to go against you, 83, 84, 85.
Oh, man.
And then I would say for me, it could either be 85, 87, 88, 89.
This is going to be awesome.
Ah, dude,
this is
going to
be awesome.
Fresh packs. No, because you know, sometimes I'll have the dummy packs.
Sure,
back there.
Sure.
These are fresh, brand new packs.
Nice.
And any cards that we pull that are worth money, I'm getting.
Of course,
so
of course. No, you put it ahead. Did you ask him why they didn't trade Heel for Tucker?
No.
Did you ask him why they're going to trade Stroman?
Yeah.
I wish you would have called me. I would have got some answers.
Well, that's what we want to have him
in. Of course, of course.
We'll get those when we have
them. Good
job,
buddy.
I thought you would like that. All right, BT and Sal.
That's my manager. Mendy hasn't called.
I don't want to bring up Mendy. He got mad at me for ripping Mendy. Boone's, I called him Boone's lackey, I think. Now I love him.
Yeah.
I was wrong about that.
You
I can't
did
be right
say
about
that.
Everything. I'm
you
sorry,
didn't, you
Boone.
Didn't like the hire in case
Mendy.
People forgot.
BT, I love both New York managers, BT and Sal, the fan, 888-808-1019. Talking Pete Alonso. Chris is in Manhattan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Listen, on the Mets thing, you know, first off, the one good news about the Alonso thing being drawn out is we don't have to hear all these calls about Trevor Bauer every day. So that might be one plus.
Yeah, that's
so,
right. We had Bauer in what last year in studio.
We talked about him last year.
Yeah.
And by the way,
exactly.
I stand by what I said. I think he should get a chance to come back, but I don't think he will.
It's interesting that we haven't heard any more about that.
Yeah. That ship has sailed.
Yeah,
I can't even do it anymore. We lobbied for him because I thought he. Come on, it's over.
I know, but on the Pete thing. So isn't Stearns? Look, first of all, Stearns has yet to pull one major trade since he's been leading the Mets here. So I think he's got some trades in him, and I agree with what BT said. And we're finally at a point as Mets fans where we have an owner who has money, will spend, and a decent farm system. So we were in a position where we can make trades and add by trade, not just free agency. And isn't Stearns ultimately doing with Alonzo very much what Cashman did with Jeter? Find your best offer and come back. And Cashman was lauded for playing that right. And Jeter came back, and there was no hard feelings, right?
No, there was, actually. No, Jeter was pissed. Jeter never forgot. He was pissed. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. My bad.
I'm not sorry. Yeah.
That's all right.
But you did ultimately, it worked. I mean, he got him back at the price that they wanted.
Uh-huh. Yeah. True. So much that's true. Yeah, I mean, you know, just big picture on the Mets for a second. I was just kind of thinking about this. So just the overall direction and health of the franchise. They've got the wealthiest owner.
Right.
All right. They've got a young superstar general manager. They've got a terrific youngish manager. They've got one of the absolute best players in baseball in his absolute prime.
Right.
And they've replenished the minor leagues.
Right.
Like last time you could say that about the Mets?
Yeah.
Never.
You could see this coming years ago. It's why we were joking around. I remember talking about I could see the Mets ascending here. Now, they had to execute, and Soto's a big part of that because you could bring up all those things that you just said, but still not have the superstar top player in his prime.
Yep.
That's why they had to get him. Now they've kind of completed that, still need to complete the team here, and then they have to have the hardest part, BT, the sustained success, the results on the field. But I think if you're a Mets fan, you got to be happy with where the organization's at and trust the guys in charge. All right, when we come back, we'll get back to your calls. We'll keep it going with Pete Alonso here. We'll work in some of the other stuff later on this hour. But more Pete Alonso and your calls, BT and Sal on the Fan.